This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Your thoughts on this one, a game of runs, and it looked for a couple of times like the Hawks are going to be buried. They never quit. They certainly made it a game.
Yeah, the kids, they continue to fight. Bad third quarter. I think scored 5 points in the quarter, and they went on a run. You can't have droughts like that. We recovered from that first half drought that we had, was struggling to score and fought back in that one. But in the second half, you have two back-to-back, games like this against championship-level teams. They make you pay, and we dug a hole for ourselves that made it difficult to climb out of. But we just didn't put the ball in the basket. And I thought a lot of it had to do with their defense. They did a good job.
That was certainly a thought after that massive run to take the lead at halftime after being down 14-0. You're worried about would they have the energy out of the locker room to sustain it for another 20 minutes. And Bethune-Cookman, to their credit, looks like they made the adjustments. They were steadfast on defense, and again, it was a fine effort from the team, certainly.
Yeah, good effort. I'm proud of the kids. I'm proud of the way they played. Makes it difficult, you playing back-to-back like that, but that's why you play the seeds. We lost to a better team, they're a championship-level team, and I wish them and their coach the best the rest of the way.
Looking ahead now, 6 months from now when the next season starts, certainly it's going to hurt to lose Alexis Hicks and a couple of the bigs, but CeCe Byram's back, Kiari Eaton's back, the whole rest of the team is back and a year older. I think the future's bright still for Maryland Eastern Shore.
Yeah, I like what we have. We got to get a couple pieces to come in immediately to replace, the bigs that we're losing with Torrey. And I thought Torrey came out and played a really good first half for us and was very effective, and we're going to miss that. We're going to miss her and both Jordan, and you got Marty. So we're losing a lot, but we do return some key players, but we got to find some holes. We got to find some kids to fill some holes.
All right. Thank you, Coach. It's been a pleasure. We'll talk to you again
in
November.
Thanks.